It's 11 trivia questions on college nicknames. If you're a college sports fanatic, this episode is for you, and it was written by my friend John Bao. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and today I've got two episodes for you. So if you missed an episode yesterday on Saturday, I apologize. Just got too backed up with some crazy events I had going on. So today you're going to get two episodes, the first of which is about college nicknames and sports, and the second of which is coming up in just a little bit, is called Name the Walt Disney Animated Classic from the IMDb Trivia sentence. That's what I'm trying to say. So I'll give you a little trivia from IMDb, and you will tell me what movie we're talking about. But before we get to that, college nicknames. This is a fun one written by my friend John Bao, who is a trivia player in the Southern California area. He plays with the LA Inland Empire pub quiz meetup group. And you can find them on Facebook if you search something just like that. And John is a really smart dude. He's a teacher, and he gave me a big packet of trivia questions that he wrote just for me about 6 months ago. He's like, hey, you always talk about how you never get to play trivia, so I wrote some just for you. And I came across one that I did not use on the podcast about college nicknames, where you have to name the college from the clue. So if you're into collegiate type stuff, if you're like Andy on The Office and you can't stop reliving your college days, you'll have fun with today's episode. Speaking of Andy from The Office, we had a huge office trivia night last night. That was one of the big events I was talking about at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. We had 105 trivia players, jam-packed to the brim of people who love The Office. And the winning team, I'm happy to announce, was called the Michael Scott Drinking Company. So that is a pretty cool team name. There were a lot of fun ones. We had Scott's Tots. We had Scott's Thoughts. We had two different threat level midnights. We had the Serenity by Jan, which was her candle company. Oh man, there were just so many good ones. Scrantonicity, Scrantonicity 2. If you're a fan of The Office, these names were great. And we had a big stage set up. And we gave away a ton of cool stuff. If you want to see pictures, just check out any of my social media at Ryan Buds on just about everything. Posted a lot of fun pictures. And we gave away four Funko Pops of Daryl, Kevin, Dwight, and Michael. And some Dunder Mifflin t-shirts and some tickets to go see an Office musical parody in Anaheim coming up in a few months. So it was a hoot and a holler. And thank you if you listened to the show and you came out to that Office-themed trivia night. We will be doing a Disney-themed trivia night at Last Name Brewing, probably end of November, early December. So that'll be our next big ticketed one towards the end of the fall, beginning of winter. So be on the lookout for that. All info on special events, triviawithbuds.com. We are going to jump into today's episode. It's all about college nicknames from John Bao. Again, you're going to name the college from the clue, and let's see how many you can get right out of 11. Here we go. All right, college nicknames. Let's see how many of these you can get right. Here's number one. The Titans have won the College World Series in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. What college is that? If we were talking about the Titans, who have won the College World Series in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Question number one. Question number two. Go Indians. Wait, go Cardinals. Wait, go Cardinal. Question number two. Go Indians. Wait, go Cardinals. Wait, go Cardinal. Again, you're naming the college from the clue, and that was number two. Question number three, Jerry Kramer was a vandal, but don't hold it against him. Number three, Jerry Kramer was a vandal, but don't hold it against him. Number three. Question number four, the Sycamores were coached by John Wooden before he came to UCLA. Number four, the Sycamores were coached by John Wooden before he came to UCLA. Number four. Question number five, the Huskies are the only team to win a men's and women's basketball championship in the same year. Number five, the Huskies are the only team to win a men's and women's basketball championship in the same year. Number five. Question number six, Ray Manzarek of The Doors graduated from this Chicago Roman Catholic University whose sports teams are called the Blue Demons. Number six, Ray Manzarek of The Doors graduated from this Chicago Roman Catholic University whose sports teams are called the Blue Demons. Question number seven, this Texas school known as the Mustangs has Eric Dickerson among its alumni. Number seven. Question eight, this North Carolina college is known as the Blue Devils. This is the only one I would know because I don't watch sports. But here's number eight, the North Carolina college in question is known as the Blue Devils. Number nine, the Mongols is the name of the football team from this fictional college. Number nine, the Mongols, M-O-N-G-O-L-S, is the name of this football team from this fictional college. Number nine. Question number 10, the Running Rebels were known for their high-scoring basketball team. Number 10, the Running Rebels were known for their high-scoring basketball team. And question number 11, your bonus question, 2 points if you're playing along at home. Number 11, what animal is the most used college nickname? What animal is the most used college nickname? All right, those are some tough questions, but I hope you had fun answering them. From John Bao in Southern California, we'll be right back in a second with the answers. All right, here we go, guys. College nicknames, name the college from the clue. Question number one, the Titans have won the College World Series in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. The answer there was Cal State Fullerton. Cal State Fullerton, not too far from where I live here in Southern California. Number one. Question number two, go Indians, wait, go Cardinals, wait, go Cardinal. That would be Stanford, Stanford University. Stanford, number two, college nicknames. Number three, Jerry Kramer was a vandal, but don't hold it against him. The answer there was the University of Idaho. University of Idaho, Jerry Kramer and the Vandals, number three. Number four, the Sycamores were coached by John Wooden before he came to UCLA, and we're talking about Indiana State. Indiana State, number four. Number five, the Huskies are the only team to win a men's and women's basketball championship in the same year. That would be the University of Connecticut, all the way up in the northeastern part of the country. Number six, Ray Manzarek of The Doors graduated from this Chicago Roman Catholic University, whose sports teams are called the Blue Demons. That would be DePaul University. DePaul. And I obviously should have known that, being from Chicago, and still had no idea. Number seven, this Texas school known as the Mustangs has Eric Dickerson among its alumni. That was Southern Methodist University, SMU, SMU. Number eight, the only one I knew, this North Carolina college is known as the Blue Devils. That's Duke. Duke, number eight. I know that because my brother was a big Duke fan in the 90s, and they were very successful. He had a lot of Duke memorabilia and shirts and hoodies and things, and that was his nickname in high school. My brother Tom, Duke. Number nine, the Mongols is the name of the football team from this fictional college. Farber, which is from Animal House, if you know that movie, from 1979, I think it was, 1978. Farber was the fictional college. And number 10, we had the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The Running Rebels were known for their high-scoring basketball team. That's the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Your bonus question for 2 points, what animal is the most used college nickname? And that would be Eagles. There are 76 teams named the Eagles, according to John. Great, great quiz, John. Very fun stuff. I learned a lot, and I hope you did too, listeners of the show. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Here's today's question of the day. What Hollywood actor has the nickname of The Boss? Sorry, not Hollywood actor. What musician has the nickname of The Boss? I'm going to change that live on this recording. Don't know why I put Hollywood actor. I guess he's probably acted in something. But what musician has the nickname of The Boss? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com with your answer to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the last final playable course in the original Super Mario Kart on Super Nintendo, which was Rainbow Road. And yesterday's question of the day answer winner was Joe Jermolowitz. Joe, be on the lookout for something fun in the mail from me. I'm going to give you a hint. It is something with stickers. So I hope you like stickers. Trivia team name of the day is the Michael Scott Drinking Company, and that was the one that won the big office trivia event at Last Name Brewing. I'm doing a big Disney event this Saturday, August 31st at J. Riley Distillery in Redlands, California. I would love for you to come check that out. We have 24 tickets sold and room for about 100, so another sellout would be fantastic. Tickets at the banner at the top of triviawithbuds.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.